Broadcasting presents High School Basketball.
Good evening and welcome here to the Kemper Catholic Gymnasium. I'm Tom Hawkapp with the call as Kemper hosts Shenandoah here this evening. Should be an exciting ball game, especially on the girls' side of things. The Shenandoah Phillies come in 14-6 on the season, 5-4 in conference play. The Kemper Knights have played very well, 7-0 in that conference play. They're 13-4 on the season. And both of these teams come in averaging just around 52.5 points per game. So I expect for it to be a very good ball game here this evening. This is the Mackey Motors tailgate brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com. One thing for the Kemper Knight girls squad tonight, they will be out their second leading scorer as Kaylee Simons is not here this evening. So they will plan on Morgan Mashing filling that spot in. And Morgan's been a great defensive effort. She's averaging about 4 points a game. So she'll have to see if she can't get an opportunity to make up a few more of those points with Kaylee being gone. Elsa Tiefenthaler is the leading scorer for the Kemper Knights, coming in averaging 15.8 points per game, 6 rebounds. She has been fast on those boards, does a great job defensively, as does this whole team. Addie Antofer comes in averaging 8.8 boards. Charlotte Hackford, 6 points, 2 rebounds, but when she gets going, watch out, as she likes to drop the long ball. And then you've got Olivia Schenkelberg, 4 points, 5 rebounds. And if she gets a chance to get going inside, that would be big for this Kemper Knights squad. The Knights going to have to find a way to slow down Kaylin Scammon. The 5'9 sophomore comes in averaging 23 points per game. And then Ava O'Rourke, the freshman, 12 points per game for this Shenandoah team. So they've got that little 1-2 punch. Then they'll have Abby Dumler, Sloan McGinnis, and Addison Estes out there also for the Phillies. We're going to take a break, come back with more of the pregame show. You're listening to 1380 KCIM 95.1 FM.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
From empty stands to cheering fans, Carroll County Solid Waste would like to remind our area athletes, coaches, and spectators that it takes teamwork to keep our communities clean and safe. Like most sporting events, a trip through the concession stand for our favorite snacks, drinks, and sweets is a must. But being mindful of what we do with our leftover waste also matters. Cans and bottles should always go into recycling containers, and empty food packages should be disposed of in the trash. Whether on the field or on the court, we wish all area teams a safe and successful season. For Carroll County Solid Waste, delivering environmental services together.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your farm deserves.
For details, contact Nicole Unken at Nicole Unken Agency. Call 712-792-1262.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
And we welcome you back here as we take a minute to step away for the national anthem.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at pizzaranch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
UTVs have been around for over 20 years, but they're still evolving, and with them now being legal on Iowa roads, usage has evolved as well. Whether you're commuting to work, gravel traveling with friends, or hitting the most beautiful riding spots in the country, Olson's Outdoor Power has the right Polaris, Can-Am, or Kawasaki for you. On top of that, we have the turn signals, mirrors, and tires to make your UTV more comfortable and safer. Stop by today at Olson's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop, with locations in Atlantic and Carroll.
For over 50 years, Pringer Slumberland has been your trusted destination for all things furniture and flooring. Hi, it's Matt Pringer, third generation in our family-owned business. We understand the importance of creating spaces where memories are made and cherished. Our commitment to quality craftsmanship, personalized service, and unbeatable value has made us a staple in the community. Pringer Slumberland is more than just a furniture store. We're part of your community. And when you shop with us, you're not just furnishing your home, you're investing in the livelihood of your neighbors. Pringer Slumberland, Highway 30 West in Carroll.
Gatorade broadcast booth at the Kemper Catholic Gymnasium here tonight as Kemper hosts Shenandoah in a boys and girls doubleheader. Girls action, starting lineup wise, you've got Abby Dumler, the 5'7 senior, Ava O'Rourke, the 5'7 freshman, Sloan McGinnis, the 5'6 sophomore, Kaylin Scammon, the 5'9 sophomore, and Addison Estes, the 5'8 senior for the Phillies. For the Kemper squad, they will start the 5'7 senior, Elsa Tiefenthaler, the 5'11 junior, Addie Antover, the 5'9 senior, Charlotte Hackford, the 5'10 senior, Olivia Schenkelberg, and the 5'4 junior, Morgan Mashing. Again, the Knights will be without Kaylee Simons here this evening. Both these teams come in playing rather well as of late, as the Phillies have won their last two. The Knights did pick up a big win last time out, so they will look to keep things going here this evening. And, of course, the playoffs right around the corner, so it's good to get some momentum here as you wrap up the regular season action. This is the Mackey Motors tailgate brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com. Kemper in their white uniforms, red numbers, gold trim, Kemper in cursive across their chest. Shenandoah is in maroon with white numbers, Shenandoah in block letters across their chest. Look at each other. Estes set to jump against Schenkelberg. The ball is up, and Schenkelberg will win it into the hands of Tiefenthaler. Tiefenthaler works to the right side, lobs it into Schenkelberg, wants to go hard to the left side. Now a kick out to Hackford. Hackford left side. Now up top to Mashing. Mashing over to Antover. Antover back to Hackford. Thought about setting her feet. Now she's got a lane. Drives. Right-handed layup. Too hard. No good. Schenkelberg battles for the rebound. Goes up and is fouled as they crossed up her arm. She couldn't get the shot up well, but she'll get two from the free throw line, and I believe that's going to go on Estes. And it will be Estes's first. Schenkelberg at the free throw line. 41% free throw shooter on the season, and that one goes just a bit long. Few Shenandoah fans have made the trip up. The Knight fans have packed it in good as Schenkelberg hits that second one. They're still finding their way in here. Here's a loose ball tipped around, and Schenkelberg is going to grab the loose ball. Now she's going to get called for a traveling. She went down to a knee and stood back up. So she got the turnover, but then ends up turning it back over. Good hustle there by Schenkelberg. Shenandoah inbounds it. They threw it on the front side, landed on the back side. They're not going to call him for it. It was very close. Here's a ball tipped over. Knights trapping on it, trying to stay in the way, mashing all over Scammon. This one's going to go off the ground or off the board. Kick out, and here's a three-pointer now from O'Rourke, and she's going to hit it. They did a good job finding Scammon, but O'Rourke popped out open and hits their shot. Here's Tiefenthaler, looked at the screen, now over to Antofer on the right wing. Antofer's going to drive block, go up off the window, too hard, does not fall. Rebound going to be cleared by Estes. Back the other way, quickly comes Shenandoah. Great job by Tiefenthaler, tipping it away and taking it away. She's going to attack, lots of contact inside, goes up strong. And that was a good job. She saw that they weren't set, just went right at two of them, and the foul will go on Scammon. Team second for Shenandoah. We're a minute and 10 seconds into this contest. Shenandoah leads 3-1 with Elsa Tiefenthaler at the line. Free throw is up and good. Second free throw, rims out, will not fall. So the Knights shooting 50% here early on from the free throw line. Shenandoah will set it up, staring at a man-to-man defense. It's close, trying to get that five-second count. They'll throw it up high to Scammon, who's going to, well, it looked like she walked all the way around there. Now here's a loose ball thrown in, taken away by Tiefenthaler. That's her second steal here tonight. She's going to go in fast and hard and get the layup to go. Great job by Elsa, finding the ball and then attacking. The Knights will set up in a full court, 1-2, 1-1. And Antofer able to tip it away. The loose ball grabbed by Mashing. Great job by the Knights defense, turning over Shenandoah. Mashing's going to catch it out front. Now off to Antofer, thought about stepping in to the three. Kicks it over to Hackford. Wide open three, right side, rains it in. Great find, extra pass there to Hackford, and back into the defense they go. Full court pressure, and this time Shenandoah will clear it. Tiefenthaler does a good job stopping ball. Here's the kick out. They'll work it around to the left side, into the hands of Estes. Estes dribbles, puts this one off. A wild shot, rebounded by Hackford. Tiefenthaler wants to drive down that right lane, almost lost it. Now up top, Hackford. Hackford has it over to Mashing, deep into the right corner they go. To Tiefenthaler. She'll dribble out of that corner. Leaves it up for Antofer. Thought about the long three. Dribbles to the elbow. Now she needs help. Lobs it up to Tiefenthaler. Way out on the right side. Tiefenthaler tries to get it to Antofer, and that one's going to be taken away. The defender was standing right there, and back the other way they go. Scammon attacks Antofer. Antofer dropped her arm, and that's going to get her called for the foul. She had good position. If she would have just held her spot, I think Scammon would have had a hard time trying to shoot. Because she did a good job forcing her away from the basket. But then she dropped that arm as the shot went up and made the light contact. Scammon's free throw hard off the back iron does not go. 7-3, Kemper leads. 5:12 to play in quarter number one here at the Kemper Gymnasium this evening. Second free throw's on the way, and that one is good for Scammon. Makes it a 7-4 ball game. Tiefenthaler looks to push. Waits for the Schenkelberg screen. Schenkelberg cuts. Now they kick out to Hackford. Hackford wants the three again. Has got it. Great job coming off the curl screen for Hackford. She's hit two of them early on, and it's 10-4. Mashing putting the pressure on Scammon out across half court. Now Scammon trying to find a seam, able to shovel past this one off. Here's a drive by O'Rourke. Got in deep, couldn't get it to go. Schenkelberg pulls in a rebound. Tiefenthaler wants to push again, gets down inside, cuts the defense, goes up strong, rolls off the back of the iron. Here's a loose ball, almost taken away. Now it's poked away by Mashing, out of play. Great job. Tiefenthaler and Mashing were both right there on Scammon. And that full court pressure wasn't a make, but they turned around, got right into defense, and really had him off kilter a little bit. Mashing's going to make Scammon bring this the three-quarters way down the court with pressure on him. They'll feed the high post. Scammon wants to roll, trying to make room for herself. Couldn't get it. Great job by Mashing staying there. Now Scammon's going to go with the spin move, get inside, fade away, jump shot going out. It's no good. Rebound is pulled in by Yetmar, who just checked into the ballgame. She'll get it back out on the right wing. Dribbles to the top of the key. Here's Hackford on the right side. wants to drive in. Now she's going to get called for a double dribble. She wanted to pass it. The defender snuck in there. She tried to get a secret dribble out. And that'll be the third turnover tonight for the Knights as they've evened that up. 10-4 Knights on top, 3:57 to play in the first period. Here's a drive by O'Rourke. Challenge Schenkelberg inside, and O'Rourke is able to get the basket. Yetmar brings it down on this left side of the floor, and then she's going to have it taken away. Tiefenthaler's going to challenge, tips it back. Scammon now has to go up and under, and she'll get the lay-in at the other side. Tiefenthaler was not interested in picking up an early foul. Tiefenthaler looks inside, now off to Hackford. Hackford shuffles her feet just a little too fast and turns it over. Four turnovers for the Knights, three for Shenandoah. 3:26 to play in the first period. It's 10-8, Knights on top. Shenandoah has the basketball. They'll work to the right side. Scammon has it wide right wing. Still that man-to-man defense. She'll go one-on-one against Mashing. Tiefenthaler showed up, cut it off. Now here's a drive. Tiefenthaler's going to sneak in and take it away. Great job seeing it coming from this far side. She's going to go up strong. They caught feet. No foul, and out they come the other way. Tiefenthaler went toe-to-toe and ended up tripping. Inside, Scammon trying to hurry down. Nobody gets the rebound, and it's going to be an easy putback. No good. Another offensive board. Now Schenkelberg will clear the rebound. Elsel's going to slow down the pace just a little bit. Yetmar catches out on the right wing. Cross to Mashing. Mashing now back to Tiefenthaler. Tiefenthaler watches Yetmar cut through. Now she drives. Wants to throw this right side. That ball looked like it was tipped out of bounds. And it was. So the Knights will inbounds in front of the Shenandoah bench here right below us. 2:32 to play in the first period. Antofer back out there on the floor, giving Schenkelberg a breather. Tiefenthaler, long three, nothing but the bottom of the net. Elsa set her feet. The defense didn't want to come out on her, so she took the jumper and drains it. Here's Scammon, had a wide-open 12-footer, couldn't get it off. Good closeout by Hackford. Now she's going to get it back. She's going to step back, send the long one. That's off the mark. Addie's going to pull in the rebound. Yetmar pushes the ball to Hackford. Hackford right side, back to Yetmar. Now top of the key, Antofer. Antofer wants to drive that right side. Lots of contact, goes up, will not go. She's going to head to the free throw line to see what she can do there. The Knights have been attacking hard down the lane. That foul's going on Cullen. She checked in at the last dead ball, the 5'7 sophomore for the Phillies. Antofer's free throw hits the front of the rim and rims off to the right side. Caitlin Yetmar comes in on the block here. Here's a loose ball. Shenandoah able to run it down. 14-8 where we sit. Shenandoah trying to slow it down. Now they want to drive that right side, and Tiefenthaler went up for the block. They're going to call her for a little body because she went across the. She got the ball clean, but had the hip up on the shoulder as she got the block. It's almost like she knew where the girl was going before the girl knew. Great basketball awareness there by Elsa. Free throw in and out for O'Rourke. 14-8, Knights lead, 1:42 on the clock here in the first quarter. Second free throw's good. Tiefenthaler wants to push it, gets cut off, Mashing over to Yetmar, back to Mashing. Deep in the corner to Tiefenthaler. Addie catches it, now top of the key. Here's a drive by McKenzie. McKenzie goes up too hard. Had a great look. I think she was expecting some contact, and nobody brought it as she got down the lane pretty free. Shenandoah will set up the offense on the right side, try to get it into Scammon. That one's poked out by Tiefenthaler. Now they'll get it back to her on a handoff. Thought about the long three. Tiefenthaler's right there. Scammon tries to turn through a double team. was about to travel, just threw it up. Rebound brought down by Mashing. Out they go the other way. Tiefenthaler, some contact, couldn't get it to go. Anto forgot the rebound to push in the back, and the shot doesn't fall. No call. Addie was coming down the floor, caught the ball, was going to go back up, and was pushed under the basket as she was going back up. Here's a loose ball on the side for Shenandoah, taken away by the Knights. Tiefenthaler going to go strong to the hoop, and we'll have a whistle at the other end on Dumbler. The Knights have had multiple opportunities going in, trying to get the old-fashioned three-point play, but they just cannot get it to fall here tonight. They lead by five with Tiefenthaler at the line shooting two. First one's up and good. Remember, after this contest, we will announce the Culver's player of the game. We'll post that on the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages later tonight. Celebrating 40 years in business, 13 years right here in Carroll, it's Culver's. Welcome to Delicious. Tiefenthaler couldn't get the second free throw to go, so it's a six-point lead for the Knights. They put the full court pressure on. Shot clock and game clock are about the same. Here to end the first quarter. O'Rourke's going to bounce it out. Wants to go to that left side. Now she's going to revert back. Defense does a good job. She's going to sneak through two girls and get a layup, though. They were right there, and all of a sudden O'Rourke saw an opening, ducked right through it. 3 seconds. Addie has it. She's got to shoot it. Couldn't get the shot off. It does, but it might have been just a hair bit late. After one, Kemper 15, Shenandoah 11. You're listening to high school basketball on 1380 KCIM 95.1 FM.
For 75 years, Gretiman & Associates have been part of the Carroll story. We've helped families find their forever homes, guided business owners towards their dreams, and protected what matters most with insurance you can count on. Real estate and insurance has changed over the past 75 years. With insurance specifically over the past 5 years, we've added new companies for both personal and commercial insurance. If your insurance premiums or coverage are not what you want it to be, stop by or give us a call and we can see if we can help. Thank you for letting Gretiman & Associates be part of your lives for the past 75 years. We are looking forward to the next 75.
Looking to boost your brand? Topgolf makes it easy with custom online stores for businesses, sports teams, and organizations. Enhance your brand visibility with a tailor-made store showcasing your logo, colors, and designs. Enjoy endless customization options. Choose styles, colors, and add your unique touch to every product. Plus, their streamlined ordering system ensures a smooth experience for you and your customers. Elevate your brand with Toploft in downtown Carroll or visit toploftclothing.com and start building your online store today.
And we welcome you back here to the Gatorade broadcast booth high above the Kemper Gymnasium, distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll. Gatorade helps athletes feel, recover, and perform. I'm Tom Allcamp. Glad to have you with us here tonight as we start the second period. Knights lead 15-11. Three-pointer by Shenandoah, right side off the mark. Rebound high off of Schenkelberg and grabbed by Shenandoah. Skaman has it. Step back three for her is going to be off the front of the iron, out of bounds, and the Knights will have the basketball. Neither team has shot free throws very well here this evening. The Knights are 3 of 8, Shenandoah 2 of 4. See how that plays out as we go. Tiefenthaler feeds Schenkelberg at the top of the key. Schenkelberg hands it off to Antofer, out to Hackford. Hackford drives, now across to Mashing. Mashing has the ball, hands it off to Hackford. Grabs the loose ball to Tiefenthaler. Fakes the long shot as she rallies the defensive scam, and the runner goes. She did a great job faking the pass out. Everybody went with it, and she floated through the lane for two. She's got a game-high 9 here early on. Skaman trying to find her way around, 23 points per game as she came in here for the sophomore. She cuts back door, has a wide-open right-handed layup on the left-handed side. They set that one up at the break. Overzealous defense caught out a spot. Hackford to Antofer, Antofer to Tiefenthaler, over to Mashing. Mashing back to Tiefenthaler and to Antofer. Now back to Tiefenthaler, into Antofer. Antofer's going to go down the lane, right-handed hook shot off the mark. She'll hustle her own rebound down. Three-pointer, Hackford's good. Charlotte Hackford, 3 for 3 from deep, and it's 20-13. Knights on top. Here's Gaiman working the right side of the floor against Mashing. 1-on-1 defense. She's drawing the hard job of trying to slow down the leading scorer. Here's a handoff to O'Rourke, trying to find a corner. Lost her balance, but kept the ball. Now she's taut deep in the corner, trying to find a way out. Throws this one out to Skaman. Skaman gets to the elbow, fakes the shot. Mashing right there with her. Velcro style defense from Mashing here early on. Here's a drive now, left side, up and under. No good. Offensive rebound. It's going to be tipped around and grabbed by Dummler, but that's going to be a shot clock violation. Because as he said, the shot went off the backboard but never hit the rim. Tiefenthaler sets up the offense with the Knights up by 7. Hackford out on the left side to Antofer. Over to Tiefenthaler. Cross to Antofer, now down to Mashing. Mashing back to Antofer. Here's a jumper from Hackford just inside the arc, too hard. Mashing's going to run down the rebound. Antofer catches at that right elbow, tries to feed Schenkelberg, gets it down low, goes up strong. Great job. Good inside-out play there. Steal by the Knights. Now Schenkelberg deep down in the right side to Hackford. Hackford over to Mashing. Mashing sets her feet, lets the jumper go. Too long. Antofer had position and it's tipped around. Mashing's going to come out with the rebound. Jumper by Hackford, in and out. Opportunity so far for the Knights to extend this lead. They're up by 9. Here's O'Rourke, hard off of a screen, drives, rolls off the front of the rim. The rebound is pulled in by Estes. They kick it out, try to get it back down to O'Rourke. She's going to be fouled by Hackford. That is kind of a scramble play there. It's going to be Hackford's first. 4:15 to play in the second quarter. Knights lead 22-13. At the line is O'Rourke. 73% free throw shooter, hits the first one. She's now 2 of 3 tonight. Mackenzie Yetmar comes back into the contest. She's going to give Schenkelberg a breather. Second free throw from O'Rourke. Rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound was grabbed by Antofer, her fourth of the night. Here's Tiefenthaler driving across the Mashing. Kicks it out to Hackford. Three-pointer for Hackford. Rolls around, touches all parts of the rim, but does not fall. Started off hot, kind of got a heat check the last two times down. Here's a drive on the baseline, kick across. Looking for a place to go is Cullen. Here's a jumper that does spin around and go down for Skaman. Antofer catches top of the key. Now over to Tiefenthaler. Tiefenthaler uses the Antofer screen, wants to drive down the baseline. The floater again, too hard. Just didn't get the loft on that one, and rebound by Skaman. She wants to push it. It's a 5-point lead for the Knights. Can they find a way to slow down Shenandoah again? They did a great job defensively in the first half, and there's Mashing with the takeaway. She did a great job reading the passing lane, got her hand out there and just took it away. Tiefenthaler on the edge, wants to go baseline, does so. Little up and under is no good. Now we're going to have a drive, and I think they're going to get Elsa for her second one. So, Elsa with 2 now. They're going to check her out of the ball game. Schenkelberg will come back in. 2:58 to play here in the first half. 22-17. Skaman catches the lob in and goes straight up. I don't know if the Knights were even ready for that one to come in to play. Here's Antofer out on the right wing. Finds Mashing, cutting across. Mashing wants to go for the floater. Kicks out to Hackford. Passes up the 3, steps in. feeds Schenkelberg. Schenkelberg out to Mashing. This one slapped out of bounds off the hands of O'Rourke and will stay with the Knights. 20 seconds on the clock, 2:40 to play in this first half. Their lead's cut down to 3. It was 7 at one point. Bounce pass into Yatmar. McKenzie over to Antofer. Antofer to Mashing. Mashing sets her feet. Now wants to hand this one off to Schenkelberg. Schenkelberg, top of the key, over to Antofer. They'll reset the offense. Yetmar drives, kicks out. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Somebody's got to shoot it quick, and that's going to be a shot clock violation. Everybody was yelling to shoot it. Nobody understood what it meant, and it'll be a turnover by the Knights. And now a timeout by the Knights as they want to talk it over. We'll take it with them back in 30 seconds on 1380 KCIM 95.1 FM.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wallach Lumber Company has been proud to help our communities grow. With 4 convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Odebolt, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
Glad to have you with us here tonight for high school basketball action on 1380 KCIM. Kemper hosting Shenandoah. 22-19, Kemper leads. Shenandoah has the basketball. Scammon brings it down the court. Tries to lob this one off. Great job by Schenkelberg. Now she's got to hustle. We're going to have a jump ball. Good job. Schenkelberg got her hand on it and then got dirty. And that'll be a turnover by Shenandoah. Schenkelberg will check out. As we will see Tiefenthaler come back in. Remember, she's got 2 fouls right now with 2 minutes to play in the first half. Sure, Coach Yetmar let her know to be careful out there. Hackford catches deep down to the corner, Mashing. Mashing feeds Antofer inside. Antofer goes up too strong, gets her own rebound, cuts back across and puts it in. Way to stick with it for Addie Antofer. And it's a 5-point lead for the Knights. O'Rourke thought about driving. Hackford closed the lane rather quickly. Here's the kick out to Estes. Now they'll throw it across court. 3-pointer right side sails long. And the rebound goes out of play. And it'll be Knights ball. Minute and a half to play in the second half. Or second quarter, excuse me. First half. Elso will bring the ball across half court line. Wanted to throw it deep to the corner. Now she'll go to Hackford on the right wing, to Yetmar on the left wing. Bounce pass into Antofer. Antofer across to Mashing. Mashing set her feet, waited for the defense to come. Now drives, goes up, gets her own rebound. Putback will not go. Antofer gets the putback. Good hustle inside. Great job on the offensive boards the last 2 times down by the Knights. They've got that lead back to 7. O'Rourke tries to drive, gets cut off, kicks it out to the left side, into the hands of Cullen. O'Rourke wanted to drive. She lost her balance. They're going to tag Mashing with the foul. Seconds on the shot clock, 49 and a half seconds on the game clock here in the second half. Knights up 26-19. Shenandoah lobs it in. O'Rourke wants to go baseline. Tiefenthaler's got to be careful. Antofer gets the block. Quickly down they go to Yetmar. Yetmar clears it to Antofer, top of the key. Antofer over to Mashing. Mashing hands it to Tiefenthaler. Tiefenthaler going to use a double screen. Now wanted to throw it to Yetmar. Tried to pull it back but couldn't. Now Tiefenthaler hustles down. Great job. She attacked the ball and avoided getting her 3rd foul and blocks the shot at the other end. Elsa's got that motor on her. I was afraid she was going to be a little aggressive and get her 3rd foul here late in this second quarter, but she lets it go, and there's a kick by Elsa. They try to inbounds on the bounce pass. She boots it right back out of play so they can inbounds again at the bottom of the lane. Shot clock's off, 25 seconds left in the quarter. They load it into Skaman. Skaman's challenge. Elsa comes out with the rebound. Kick over to Hackford. Or no, that's Yetmar. Three-pointers off the mark. Rebound poked out of bounds by Mashing. Good job by Mackenzie. Yetmar got her feet set. That one was just a hair bit long. Caught the inside of the rim, but wouldn't go down. 15 seconds left in the half. O'Rourke stands at the top of the key, calling things out, wants to go down the lane, kicks it out, Skaman, three-pointer from the right side, it's going to go long. Skaman's going to get another shot, and that's going to end it as it sails out of bounds. Doesn't draw any iron, and we've got two quarters in the books. The Knights on top, 26-19 over Shenandoah here at the half. We'll be back with the Mackey Motors Halftime Show. You're listening to 1380 KCIM 95.1 FM.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Dirks with St. Anthony Orthopedics here in Carroll. Today I would like to talk about the Mako robot that we have here at St. Anthony's. We are very lucky to have it here. There's approximately only 5 to 10 in the entire state. The Mako robot is groundbreaking technology. It allows us to tackle more complex hip and knee replacements here at St. Anthony's. Here at St. Anthony's, we have a dedicated joint replacement program with nursing staff, physical therapy, and nursing coordinators to help guide you along the way. If you have any questions regarding hip, knee, and shoulder pain, please contact us at St. Anthony Orthopedics.
Always look to the cross, always St. Anthony.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage, we sell the best and recycle the rest.
Hi, this is Shelley Deal, physician assistant, and I'm excited to be back in Carroll and join the team of physicians at McFarland Clinic Carroll. I look forward to providing you and your family with extraordinary care. I am providing same-day and next-day appointments for patients of all ages for acute care, chronic care, women's health, physicals, and routine follow-ups. For more information, call the McFarland Clinic Family Medicine Office in Carroll at 712-792-1500 or visit McFarlandClinic.com.
This is Wes Nordquist from Avila Bank. At Avila Bank, we know that success in agriculture doesn't happen overnight. It's planted, nurtured, and harvested with planning, care, and patience. Whether you're expanding your operation, upgrading your equipment, or planning for the next generation, we're here to support you with the right tools, the right financing, and a partner who understands rural life. Because your farm is more than a business. It's a way of life. Come visit us today and let's talk about how we can help your farm grow stronger, smarter, and more secure. Avila Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS 108-1066.
When it comes to sports injuries and pain, call the specialist at Suppy Chiropractic Clinic, Dr. Mike Suppy and Dr. Jack Janning. Dr. Suppy and Dr. Janning work closely with area athletes and teams in providing effective treatment and rehabilitation of sports-related injuries. For optimal sports performance, call Dr. Mike Suppy and Dr. Jack Janning at Suppy Chiropractic Clinic, 792-6026, or stop by their clinic at 1420 Highway 71 North in Carroll. Proud sponsors of all area teams.
And we welcome you back here to the Halftime Show, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City. Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com. I'm Tom Hawkapp. Glad to have you with us here this evening as Shenandoah in town to take on the Kemper Catholic Knights here in girls action. At the break, it's 26-19, Kemper on top. They've been led by Elsa Tiefenthaler. 9 points, a block shot, a rebound, and two steals unofficially. Charlotte Hackford drained in her first three-pointers and has nine also. Addie Antofer, 5 points, six rebounds, and a block shot. And Olivia Schenkelberg's got 3 points and two rebounds. Morgan Mashings got 4 points, and I have her for at least one steal, and I may have missed one in there earlier for her, as she has done a great job slowing down Scammon. For the Shenandoah Phillies, they've got two girls that like to score, and it's the only two in the scoring column so far, so maybe the old triangle and two will come out for Coach Yetmar, but I'm sure the Phillies have seen plenty of that this season, and what a job Morgan Mashing has done to slow down the Scammon girl. She has 10 points here at the break, but she's taken some long three-pointers and some very uncomfortable shots. She found a few easy ones on some backdoor cuts in some offensive rebounding situations. Ava O'Rourke, the 5'7 freshman, also has 9 points. This is a Phillies team. They're two leading scorers. One's a freshman, one's a sophomore. So it's a Shenandoah team that's going to be playing some solid basketball for the next few years. They're playing it this year, coming into this contest 14-6. Kemper 13-4. They get to play Red Oak on Valentine's Day the next time out for them. When you take a look at what needs to happen in the second half, the Knights going to have to see if they can't keep the pressure on. Elsa Tiefenthaler going to have to stay out of foul trouble early through the third. She's got two. Every once in a while, they come in droves for her, so she's going to want to try to stay out of that foul trouble early on so she can stay out on the floor. She sat for about 2 minutes in that second half after she got her second one, but I see that she'll spend a lot of time out there. Again, the Knights without Kaylee Simons today, as she is gone, but the rest of the team has stepped up admirably. Mackenzie Yetmar and Caitlin Yetmar filling in off of the bench in that spot, and of course, Morgan Mashing defensively has been outstanding for the Kemper Knights. We do have the boys' game coming up after this one, so make sure you stay tuned for that. And when this is all said and done, we'll have the Culver's player of the game that we'll announce. We'll put the banner up on our Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages later tonight. Celebrating 40 years in business and 13 years in Carroll, Culver's, welcome to Delicious. I'm Tom Hawkapp. We'll have the second half of action coming your way when we return. You're listening to 1380 KCIM 95.1 FM high school basketball action.
Hi, this is Michelle from Midwest Wholesale. Your kitchen is the heart of your home, and Birch cabinets are designed to make it unforgettable. At Midwest Wholesale, we offer a stunning range of finishes, wood selections, and accessories to craft a space that's uniquely yours. With decades of experience in thousands of kitchens, bathrooms, and mudrooms designed, we're the experts you can trust to bring your vision to life. Kitchens Plus by Birch and Midwest Wholesale. How you want it, when you want it, where you want it, we deliver. Call or visit Midwest Wholesale today.
Since 1925, Eco Water Systems has been proud to provide the Carroll area with the level of quality and service their customers deserve. Now, Dries Company could not be more excited to continue that tradition. That's right, Eco Water Systems is now Dries Company Eco Water Systems, combining two names you know and trust to provide you with the absolute best in your water needs. Dries Company Eco Water Systems. Call us today, 712-792-3434, or stop in and see us at 609 North Carroll Street. Let's solve your water issues together.
NAPA is your trusted source for automotive parts, accessories, and know-how for your car, truck, SUV, and farm equipment. We offer a complete performance machine shop, extensive tool and equipment department, and hydraulic hoses while you wait. So whether it's a replacement part for your daily driver, or you're in just in need for a professional machine shop, you can trust your locally owned and operated NAPA store. Make it a point to stop in and see the pros. NAPA Highway 30 West in Carroll. NAPA, we are so much more than a parts store.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi, we recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate for roof damage.
Sure, we offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference, on the field and in the community.
Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor in. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
From empty stands to cheering fans, Carroll County Solid Waste would like to remind our area athletes, coaches, and spectators that it takes teamwork to keep our communities clean and safe. Like most sporting events, a trip through the concession stand for our favorite snacks, drinks, and sweets is a must. But being mindful of what we do with our leftover waste also matters. Cans and bottles should always go into recycling containers, and empty food packages should be disposed of in the trash. Whether on the field or on the court, we wish all area teams a safe and successful season. For Carroll County Solid Waste, delivering environmental services together.
And welcome back to the Gatorade broadcast booth, live above the Kemper Catholic Gymnasium. Girls basketball action, Shenandoah in town. The Knights lead by 7 as we start the second half. Shenandoah will work towards us here. Kind of right to left, as we call it. They'll feed top of the key, trying to get it to Estes. Kicks it out to Scammon. Scammon's looking for a shot, tries to lob it in. That one's going to be taken away, tied up. Trying to wrestle it away was McGinnis. Kind of gave Hackford a throw, but Hackford wasn't letting go of that thing either. Both of them help each other up, and here we go. Knights with the basketball after the turnover. Tiefenthaler left side. Hackford's going to sprint up to the top of the key. Looks inside. You've got Mashing, Schenkelberg, and Antofer out there right now. Schenkelberg squares up, gives off to Antofer. Antofer off to Hackford. Hackford down the lane. Leaves that floater just short. Rebound pulled out. And coming back the other way is O'Rourke. O'Rourke trying to make a lane for herself, kicks us to the right side. Three-pointer on the way by Dumbler, off the mark. Great job Mashing, getting out there and getting the rebound. Her fifth of the night unofficially. Tiefenthaler looks to drive, gets through, and she's got to get body checked as she threw that one up. She'll head to the free throw line. She smiles as she comes back. Might have knocked her knee pretty good on the hardwood there. The official's giving her time to make sure she's good. Now she'll step to the free throw line. She's 2 of 4 there tonight. Hits the first one. Second free throw's on the way. Rims out. She'll stay at 50%. Scammon sets up the offense, staring at Mashing, who's been right there with her all night. She's going to cut down the lane, up and under. Somehow snuck it through three white shirts and got the basket to go, and that's how she gets her points each and every night. Hackford passes on the three. Here's Mashing, wide open. She's going to take the three and couldn't get it to go. Tiefenthaler's going to get called for over the back. Elsa just reached her hand over and picked up her third one. That's what Coach Hetmar was hoping not to get. He's like, hey, that's not the one you need to go after. So she's got three fouls here early on. Here's a drive right side. Shank O'Rourke kicks it across. Three-pointer on the way. And they're going to bank it in from Dumbler. She is the first one not named O'Rourke or Scammon to score for Shenandoah. And it's a three-point lead for the Knights. They need to get their offense going on this other side. Mashing out on the right side, wants to go baseline, does so. And she's going to get hacked as she goes by Dumbler. That'll be Dumbler's second. So Mashing at the free throw line. In and out on the first one. Comes in a 38% shot. That one was halfway down the bucket and somehow found its way back out. Second one is up and good. Shenandoah set up the offense, trailing by 4. The Knights extend that man-to-man all the way out to half court. Scammon working on mashing. Now drives into Antofer. Antofer got the block. Great job by Addie, not moving her feet, stayed straight up, and she went right up into her hand. Here's Mashing, driving in the lane, kicks out to Hackford. Three-pointer right side, Hackford's good. 4 tonight for Charlotte Hackford, and when she's hitting them, this night's team's hard to beat. Spreads out that defense. Here's O'Rourke wanting to drive. Gets inside, and Addie went straight up with the contact and altered the shot. She's going to outlet to Hackford, back to Mashing, back to Antofer. Antofer down to Tiefenthaler. It was a bit high. Back out to Hackford. Hackford to Mashing. Stands on the left wing, wants to put the ball on the deck. Here's Antofer. Catches it back out on the left wing. Sees an opening, tries to drive, and it's tipped away from her. Turnover there by the Knights, and now Tankelberg dives on the deck and jumps it. It will be Shenandoah ball, but great effort there by Olivia Shankelberg, getting on the deck and tying it up. Tiefenthaler's going to get a breather here as Yetmar comes in. McKenzie's going to draw the defensive efforts of trying to stay with O'Rourke. I think this is that play to make sure Elsa doesn't pick up the extra foul. Here's Scammon driving. Great job by Shankelberg, forcing her all the way to the baseline. She had to shoot the shot from behind the backboard. Addie brings the ball down. Hackford catches on the right wing. Takes her dribble. Here's Yetmar, top of the key, left side to Mashing. Mashing looks down low to the block. Schenkelberg's trying to post up, couldn't get in a spot. Addie will get it back now over to McKenzie. McKenzie tries to feed this one to Antofer. Mashing passes up the three. 14 seconds on the shot clock. Antofer's got the three from the right side. Will not go. Battle for the rebound is going to be thrown away into the hands of Schenkelberg, who goes up strong. Great job. Took the turnover and turned it into points to Olivia Schenkelberg. 4:15 to play in the third period. Timeout, Shenandoah. Kemper leads 33-24.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your farm deserves.
For details, contact Nicole Unken at Nicole Unken Agency. Call 712-792-1262.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back here to the Kemper Gymnasium. Knights lead 33-24, 4:15 to play in the third period. Girls basketball action with the boys to follow. Scammon making sure everybody knows what's going on as she approaches the timeline. Hackford will switch, try to stay with her. Now they'll go back, trying to do a little pick and roll with O'Rourke and Scammon. O'Rourke catches it down low, wants to work against Antofer. Antofer does a great job, got a hand on it again. That is Addie's third block of the Knights. Earlier she got caught dropping her hand. Here's Yetmar for a three, just long. Now she's been staying tall inside with her hands up straight, and she's collected a couple blocks, altered quite a few shots. Scammon stops, turns, rebound Antofer. Yetmar to Antofer, top of the key. Antofer over to Mashing on the right wing. Mashing to Yetmar. McKenzie works to the left side, back to Mashing. Not much action down low right now. Addie's trying to go off of a screen, lost the ball, gets it back to Yetmar. Yetmar drives, kicks out to Hackford. Hackford back to Antofer. Antofer now going to drive with 8 seconds on the shot clock. Left-handed layup, no good. Olivia Schenkelberg's putback rolls off the front of the rim. Did a great job getting position, just couldn't get the shot to go down. Here's O'Rourke driving, trying to make room for herself. Kicks out, three-pointer on the way by Cullen. No good. Antofer with another rebound. Eight for Addie. Mashing back to Antofer. 33-24, Knights on top. Hackford catches at the free throw line. Kicks back out to Mashing. Now over to Antofer. Yetmar left side, sets her feet. Three-pointer just long. Some good looks for McKenzie. She's just been long on the trigger so far. Here's Scammon driving inside. Leaves it off for O'Rourke. Three-pointer right side. Almost banked that one in. Rebound grabbed by Shenandoah. O'Rourke again attacks. It bounces around. Touches everything and goes down. Her first basket of the second half. 2:14 to play in the third period. Knights lead 33-26. Mashing to Antofer at the elbow. Back out to Mashing. To Yetmar. To Mashing deep in the right corner. Down to Schenkelberg. That ball's tipped around. Poked out of bounds by Estes. Dead ball will bring Caitlin Yetmar into the ball game. She's going to spell Mackenzie Yetmar. 2 minutes to play here in the third. Elsa Tiefenthaler on the bench with three fouls, trying to keep her from picking one up. Antofer down the lane, catches and goes up strong for two. Great inbounds play. Easy basket there, and the lead's back to nine. O'Rourke trying to stop Mashing, trying to stop O'Rourke. She hits the deck, no whistle. Here's a three-pointer scamming, no good. Sneaking in for the rebounds, Caitlin Yetmar. She'll bring the ball up the floor. Right side, now left side, Antofer, down low to Schenkelberg. Schenkelberg battles for it, and out it comes with Shenandoah. The pass was tipped going inside. Kick out, right wing, three-pointer. Shenandoah's off the mark. Scammon goes in, gets the rebound. High off the arch, and that one's going to be tipped out of play. Last touch, I believe, by Yetmar, but it'll stay with Shenandoah. They'll inbounds in front of the night crowd, deep in that corner. Scammon working against Mashing, stops in the lane, pops, rolls around, and gets a shot to go. Here's Yetmar on the left side. Backdoor cut to Mashing. Mashing feeds Schenkelberg down low, but that was going to be poked out of bounds before it got her. It was a nice pass. Schenkelberg was kind of still falling away as the pass came a little too quick. Tiefenthaler is going to come in with 53 seconds left here in the third. So Tiefenthaler to inbounds. Over to Antofer. Antofer trying to hold her own. Sets her feet. Tries to go up strong. Couldn't get it to fall. Here comes Shenandoah. Tiefenthaler set up to take the charge. They kick it out to the right wing, and the shot is short out of the hands of Babe. Here's a nice pass down low to Hackford. Couldn't quite control it going up. Kind of lost the feel, and the Shenandoah will come back the other way. They had a good chance to get some transition points there. Trying to move it from the right to left hand, and it just squirted out. 20 seconds remain in the third. 35-28, Knights on top. Down to 15 seconds. Shenandoah's happy, waiting for the last shot. O'Rourke wants to drive to the right side. Hackford's all over. Here's Estes, top of the key, now right side. And a block by Antofer to end it. That's four blocks for Antofer. 35-28 after three. Kemper leads. We're back after this word from our fine sponsors on KCIM.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Basketball action, doubleheader. It's the Kemper girls now, Kemper boys to follow. Shenandoah in town for both of them. Kemper will have the ball to start the fourth quarter, leading 35-28. Tiefenthaler, Mashing, Antofer, along with Caitlin Yetmar and Hackford out on the floor. Hackford catches it on the right corner. Now to Antofer. Antofer tries to hit a cutting Hackford, who spins around, feeds into Yetmar. Yetmar loses it, kicks it out to Mashing. Mashing wanted to give it to Tiefenthaler. Tiefenthaler faked coming out and then was going to go back door, and they just were on the wrong page in a turnover by the Knights. Eight turnovers tonight by Kemper. They have forced 11 unofficially. Here's a bounce pass right side. O'Rourke works it up top. Scammon. Scammon trying to find a seam. Uses a double screen to try to get away from mashing. Now gives it to Estes. Estes hands it off. Now down into O'Rourke. There's going to be a travel, I believe. Yes. That was actually McGinnis. She took a step, then started her dribble, and then took a couple more steps. So I don't know which one they called. 1 minute gone here in the fourth almost. 7-point lead by the Knights. Jetmar has it out on the ring. Scammon's going to step in the passing lane and take this one away. Tiefenthaler can't really challenge at the other end. Just does a good job getting in the way. Antofer will pull in another board. That's 9 for her unofficially. Here's Hackford out on the right wing, deep down to the corner. Jetmar uses her dribble. Now we've got a timeout called by Coach Jetmar, and he wants a full timeout to talk things over, not happy with the way the offense is running. We'll take it with him. You're listening to High School Basketball, 95.1 FM, 1380 KCIM.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
UTVs have been around for over 20 years, but they're still evolving, and with them now being legal on Iowa roads, usage has evolved as well. Whether you're commuting to work, gravel traveling with friends, or hitting the most beautiful riding spots in the country, Olson's Outdoor Power has the right Polaris, Can-Am, or Kawasaki for you. On top of that, we have the turn signals, mirrors, and tires to make your UTV more comfortable and safer. Stop by today at Olson's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop, with locations in Atlantic and Carroll.
Welcome to the Gatorade broadcast booth here at the Kemper Gymnasium. Knights lead 35-28 here in girls action. Schenkelberg catches down low, turns, goes up strong. Had a little contact, and the shot does not go. Scammon will clear the board and bring it back the other way. Scammon, crossover dribble, top of the key, gets the elbow, kicks it out to O'Rourke. O'Rourke drives back out to Scammon. Three-pointer from the left corner goes long. Schenkelberg was waiting for the rebound on the far side. Tiefenthaler pushes it to mashing. Now she'll get it back top of the key. No, she'll set her feet. Three-pointer on the way. Good. 38-28. Knights with their biggest lead of the game, up by 10. Scammon wants to drive lane, runs inside, puts it up right before she meets the contestant of Addie Antofer. Now Tiefenthaler working the other way, out to mashing to Antofer. Antofer shuffles her feet. She wanted to go one way, then decided not to, and ended up just picking up her feet a little bit and turning it over. So they had a pretty clean beginning first 7 minutes of the third quarter. Now they've had four turnovers in the last 4 minutes of game time. Scammon lobs to Estes. Now Estes hands it back to Scammon. Long jumper just outside the three-point line's good. You know she's going to get the ball. You got to stay in her shorts. Mashing may be a little bit tired of trying to do it here tonight because she's drawn that card. Tiefenthaler right wing, Antofer catches top of the key. Back over to Mashing. Mashing wants to drive, getting some contact as she does. Deep in the corner trying to clear a spot. Now we're going to have another timeout by Coach Jetmar. I believe he's told him to stay out of that corner the way that look came, but they've still been down there. We're back at 30 seconds of KCIM.
Thank you.
For over 50 years, Pringer Slumberland has been your trusted destination for all things furniture and flooring. Hi, it's Matt Pringer, third generation in our family-owned business. We understand the importance of creating spaces where memories are made and cherished. Our commitment to quality craftsmanship, personalized service, and unbeatable value has made us a staple in the community. Pringer Slumberland is more than just a furniture store. We're part of your community. And when you shop with us, you're not just furnishing your home, you're investing in the livelihood of your neighbors. Pringer Slumberland, Highway 30 West in Carroll.
Friday night basketball action as Kuemper lobs it into Anto for under their own basket. Hackford cuts across, throws up the runner, will not go. Had a good shot, hit the window just too hard and came off the front of the rim. It's a six-point game. Here's Scammon driving. Throws this one up, gets her own rebound. Nobody went and grabbed that for the Knights. She's going to drive back in on the corner, kicks to McGinnis. McGinnis spins in the lane. Estes gets the rebound and put back, won't go, but Schenkelberg's going to be called for the foul. And now Estes will be at the free throw line. 32% free throw shooter. Knights led by 10. They've seen that cut down to 6 as the free throw's good for Estes. It's now down to 5. Mackenzie Yatmar checks in. Schenkelberg's going to check out. Second free throw's no good. 10 rebounds unofficially for Anto for tonight. Hackford catches on the right side. Finds Anto for cutting backside, and the pass was a little too far. Now we're going to have a rebound, or the loose ball. And that is going to be a turnover by the Knights. Two girls crash to the floor with Antofer and McGinnis. No ill content. They both just wanted the ball that bad. Now the Knights are going to go back into their 1-2-1-1, trying to see if they can't put some pressure and get some turnovers as this game's getting a little bit close after the turnovers. Scammon's going to catch right side, and a timeout's going to be called by Shenandoah because they were close to the 10-second count. Shot clock was down to 26, so they will talk things over. We're back in 30 seconds here on KCIM.
For 75 years, Gretiman and Associates have been part of the Carroll story. We've helped families find their forever homes, guided business owners towards their dreams, and protected what matters most with insurance you can count on. Real estate and insurance has changed over the past 75 years. With insurance specifically over the past 5 years, we've added new companies for both personal and commercial insurance. If your insurance premiums or coverage are not what you want it to be, stop by or give us a call and we can see if we can help. Thank you for letting Gretiman and Associates be part of your lives for the past 75 years. We are looking forward to the next 75.
Shenandoah with the basketball. It's a 5-point game. Scammon drives down the lane. Now a crossover. Misses everything. Estes going to throw it back in. Finds her own player as she does with Babe. Here's a tip away by Tiefenthaler. She's going to wrestle to the lane. She gets undercut but makes the basket. Tiefenthaler hustled down after the takeaway. Got the basket, and that's what the Knights needed. Free throws on the way and won't go. Battle for the rebound. Comes out with Scammon. She's going to take it. Wants to go coast to coast. Met by Tiefenthaler at the other end. This one might have been blocked by Tiefenthaler on the three-pointer by O'Rourke, and I believe it was. But now Estes steals it away from Hackford. Scammon thought about driving. Antofer's defense inside in the second half has got him kind of not trying to attack the basket. O'Rourke trying to make room for herself, working against Tiefenthaler. Tiefenthaler being a little careful with three fouls. Now she'll draw Scammon on the defensive side. Scammon's shot no good. Addy comes up with the loose ball, outlets to Tiefenthaler. Tiefenthaler goes up. She's fouled on the other end. Seven-point lead for the Knights, leading 40-33, 3:26 to play in the contest. Free throw off the mark. One more coming here for Tiefenthaler. That one's good. 41-33, Knights back into their pressure. Trying to slow things down. Estes over to Skaman. Skaman drives lane. Came to a jump stop, steps through, and Antofer pulls in another rebound tonight. Mashing has it right wing to Antofer on the side. They'll work it all the way around the perimeter to Hackford on the left side. Antofer wanted to push through. Estes was there. Antofer kicks out to Yetmar. Three-pointer left side. Good for Mackenzie Yetmar. Great rotation, and now the Knights with their biggest lead up 11, 2:51 to play in the first period, and we're back after a one-minute break on KCIM.
Looking to boost your brand? Toploff makes it easy with custom online stores for businesses, sports teams, and organizations. Enhance your brand visibility with a tailor-made store showcasing your logo, colors, and designs. Enjoy endless customization options. Choose styles, colors, and add your unique touch to every product. Plus, their streamlined ordering system ensures a smooth experience for you and your customers. Elevate your brand with Toploft in downtown Carroll, or visit toploftclothing.com and start building your online store today.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wall Lake Lumber Company has been proud to help our communities grow. With four convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Otobolt, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumber yard.
Welcome back here to the Gatorade broadcast booth. As the Kemper Knights, with their biggest lead of 11 over Shenandoah, back into the full court pressure, making Shenandoah earn it. Here's O'Rourke attacking. Antofer was waiting for her, altered the shot, and Antofer, oh, she had the block, but she rotated around the ball. Had all ball on top, rotated into the arm of Estes, and sends Estes to the free throw line. Rattles home the first free throw, does Estes. She's got 2 points both from the free throw line tonight. Second free throw's no good. Another rebound for Antofer. Tiefenthaler tried to throw it to the lane to Antofer, and that one's tipped away. Kind of a lazy pass that gets turned over here. It's a 10-point ball game in favor of Kemper with 2:22 to play in the contest. Shenandoah hands it off to O'Rourke on the left wing. O'Rourke works against Tiefenthaler. Spins around. Now she gets inside. Got under the basket. Great job there. Forcing her deep. No place to go. Now Tiefenthaler looks to go. Kicks out to Mashing. Mashing waits. Gives to Tiefenthaler. Back up top to Addy. Here's Hackford, three-pointer left side. It's going to go long. I think coach wanted to run a little more time off the clock. 1:50 to play in the ball game. 10-point lead for Kemper, 44-34. Shenandoah trying to get their offense going. Hackford draws O'Rourke. They're going to call a foul on the O'Rourke drive. Hackford's going to pick up her second. So the team's third. O'Rourke hits the shot. So Susie Babe checks back in. She's going to take the spot of Sloan McGinnis right now. Some defensive substitutions. Second free throw from O'Rourke is good. Tiefenthaler going to slow the pace down. Minute 38 to play. Knights lead 44-36 and have the basketball. Mashing drives through, kicks to Hackford, over to Yetmar, back to Hackford. Hackford clears to Tiefenthaler, Tiefenthaler to Addison, to Yetmar. Three-pointer left side, Yetmar in and out, won't go. Rebound's going to be brought in by O'Rourke. O'Rourke wants to speed down the court on the right side. A minute 12 to play. She gives it to Scammon. Scammon looks at the basket. Now drives on Yetmar. Gets cut off. Great job defensively by the Knights. Here's O'Rourke. Working against Mashing. Tries to go inside against Addison. Antofer couldn't do anything. They'll quickly spin the ball around on the offensive loose ball. And a rebound by Yetmar. McKenzie second. Tiefenthaler's got the ball. 40 seconds to play. Knights lead 44-36. Mashing out on the right side. Shot clock's at 23 seconds. Tiefenthaler is going to get fouled. That's only the third foul by Shenandoah, so they're going to have a lot of fouling to do to try to get the Knights to the free throw line. Shenandoah is also going to take a timeout to talk it over. 8-point ball game, 30 seconds left. Knights on top here on KCIM.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Dirks with St. Anthony Orthopedics here in Carroll. Today I would like to talk about the Mako robot that we have here at St. Anthony's. We are very lucky to have it here. There's approximately 5 to 10 in the entire state. The Mako robot is groundbreaking technology. It allows us to tackle more complex hip and knee replacements here at St. Anthony's. Here at St. Anthony's, we have a dedicated joint replacement program with nursing staff, physical therapy, and nursing coordinators to help guide you along the way. If you have any questions regarding hip, knee, and shoulder pain, please contact us at St. Anthony Orthopedics.
Always look to the cross, always St. Anthony.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage, we sell the best and recycle the rest.
Tiefenthaler loses the handle, going to be called for over and back, and the Knights turn it over with 22 seconds remaining in the ballgame, leading by 8. We do have the boys' contest coming up next. Scammon catches near half court. No rush here with just 20 seconds. Now she loses it herself into the hands of Mashing. Mashing off to Antofer. Antofer gives it to Tiefenthaler. Tiefenthaler across the timeline, and this should be the game as they dribble out the rest of the 10 seconds. Here's Antofer to Yetmar. Yetmar dribbles over to the left side. Uses up her dribble. Now off to Antofer, and that is the ball game, folks. The Kuemper Knights hold on and get the victory 44-36 over the Shenandoah Phillies here this evening. We'll take a quick break, come back with the post-game show brought to you by Mackey Motors, and we'll see leading scorers and announce your Culver's player of the game. That's all coming up in the post-game show here on 1380 KCIM.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Hi, this is Shelly Deal, physician assistant, and I'm excited to be back in Carroll and join the team of physicians at McFarland Clinic Carroll. I look forward to providing you and your family with extraordinary care. I am providing same-day and next-day appointments for patients of all ages for acute care, chronic care, women's health, physicals, and routine follow-ups. For more information, call the McFarland Clinic Family Medicine Office in Carroll at 712-792-1500 or visit McFarlandClinic.com.
This is Wes Nordquist from AvalaBank. At AvalaBank, we know that success in agriculture doesn't happen overnight. It's planted, nurtured, and harvested with planning, care, and patience. Whether you're expanding your operation, upgrading your equipment, or planning for the next generation, we're here to support you with the right tools, the right financing, and a partner who understands rural life. Because your farm is more than a business. It's a way of life. Come visit us today and let's talk about how we can help your farm grow stronger, smarter, and more secure. AvalaBank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS 108. 1066.
When it comes to sports injuries and pain, call the specialist at Suppy Chiropractic Clinic, Dr. Mike Suppy and Dr. Jack Janning. Dr. Suppy and Dr. Janning work closely with area athletes and teams in providing effective treatment and rehabilitation of sports-related injuries. For optimal sports performance, call Dr. Mike Suppy and Dr. Jack Janning at Suppy Chiropractic Clinic, 792-6026, or stop by their clinic at 1420 Highway 71 North in Carroll. Proud sponsors of all area teams.
Hi, this is Michelle from Midwest Wholesale. Your kitchen is the heart of your home, and Birch cabinets are designed to make it unforgettable. At Midwest Wholesale, we offer a stunning range of finishes, wood selections, and accessories to craft a space that's uniquely yours. With decades of experience in thousands of kitchens, bathrooms, and mudrooms designed, we're the experts you can trust to bring your vision to life. Kitchens Plus by Birch and Midwest Wholesale. How you want it, when you want it, where you want it, we deliver. Call or visit Midwest Wholesale today.
Since 1925, Eco Water Systems has been proud to provide the Carroll area with the level of quality and service their customers deserve. Now, Dries Company could not be more excited to continue that tradition. That's right, Eco Water Systems is now Dries Company Eco Water Systems, combining two names you know and trust to provide you with the absolute best in your water needs. Dries Company Eco Water Systems. Call us today, 712-792-3434, or stop in and see us at 609 North Carroll Street. Let's solve your water issues together.
Welcome back here to the Kemper Gymnasium. It is the postgame show brought to you by Mackey Motors. Mackey Motors at Lake City, the recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com. Kemper Knights get the victory on the girls' side of things tonight, 44-36. They were led by Elsa Tiefenthaler with 13 points. Also 12 points from Charlotte Hackford. Addie Antofer put in 7. Olivia Schenkelberg with 5. Mackenzie Yetmar had 3. And Morgan Mashing had 1. Unofficially, I had Addie Antofer for 12 rebounds and 4 block shots down low. Elsa Tiefenthaler, 2 steals, 2 block shots for her to go along with those additional stats. They did a good job. They had to slow down Skaman and O'Rourke, and they did. O'Rourke came in averaging 16, leaves with 13. And Kaylin Skaman came in averaging 23 and left with 18. So the Knights were able to do a little bit of slowing down their top two scorers, and then nobody else really pitched in. Addison Estes had 2 free throws, and Dummler hit 1 3-pointer for Shenandoah. But once the Knights went back to their full court, 1-2-1-1 pressure, there was just nothing left for them to do there this evening as Shenandoah struggled to figure out what to do in that situation throughout that time. So a great job by the Kemper defense as they hold Shenandoah to 36. They came in averaging 52, but on the other side, the Knights averaged 52. They only got to 44 here this evening, but they did get the victory. It is senior night here tonight, so right now they're honoring all the senior, I believe the dance teams or managers are out there. Also, the boys basketball team celebrating senior night right now before they get going in to the rest of their part. We're going to step away. We'll come back, name the Culver's player of the game here in the Mackey Motors tailgate after this quick break on KCIM.
NAPA is your trusted source for automotive parts, accessories, and know-how for your car, truck, SUV, and farm equipment. We offer a complete performance machine shop, extensive tool and equipment department, and hydraulic hoses while you wait. So whether it's a replacement part for your daily driver or you're in just in need for a professional machine shop, you can trust your locally owned and operated NAPA store. Make it a point to stop in and see the pros. NAPA Highway 30 West in Carroll. NAPA, we are so much more than a parts store.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi, we recently
had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate for roof damage.
Sure, we offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Welcome back to the post-game show brought to you by Mackey Motors. As the Kemper girls got the victory tonight over Shenandoah, 44-36 on a great defensive effort here this evening. Coming up, we do have the boys game as they continue to introduce half the roster to the boys, I believe, our seniors, as they continue to go through that here during the middle part of the game. But when it comes down to naming the player of the game, brought to you by Culver's, you'll be able to find out the player of the game. It'll be put on the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm going to announce it here shortly, too. You'll see that all over. Celebrating 40 years in business, 13 years in Carroll, is Culver's. Welcome to Delicious. And tonight's player of the game is going to go to Addie Antofer. Addie, 7 points, 12 rebounds, 4 block shots defensively, really changed the game in the second half on the drives. Actually got him to quit wanting to drive inside after she blocked a few of them. Nobody wanted to challenge her inside. So a great job by Addie Antofer. She is the player of the game here this evening. We're going to step away. We'll go catch up with Coach Minahan. We will hear from Coach Yetmar at halftime of the boys' game, so stay tuned for that as the postgame show will continue there. But we'll turn this thing over to the pregame show. I'm going to go touch base with Coach Minahan, make sure who's starting, and we'll have that for you next here on KCIF. 6 over Shenandoah, and I thought, Coach, that second half, your team really set the defensive standard out there, and that's when things really changed. Addie Antofer kind of demanded that the lane be hers on the offensive side, and then you got back into your full court pressure.
Yeah, Addie played a really good basketball game tonight. In the heat of the moment, if you will, I didn't realize we had her for 19 rebounds, probably 5 blocks. So good night out of Addie. I thought there was a couple of times where we could have kind of broke it open a little bit more, and then we'd allow them back in. And then we'd sneak away, and then they'd get back into it. But at the end of the day, like I told the girls, it's, you know, we've been battling some illness, and we're down a starter tonight, and it was just find a way. And they just keep finding ways, and you got to respect that.
I thought Morgan Mashing's defensive effort was slightly like Velcro, the way she went out there and got on that scamming gal and wasn't going to allow her to really get too open. She's going to find some points. She's that kind of a player, but I thought she did an outstanding job defensively also.
Yeah, I've talked about this before, is when you have a girl that you can, against really good guards like the scamming girl, and she's really, really good and really talented, when you have a girl like Morgan that you can just kind of go, you know, man-to-man, and you don't have to junk it up and do crazy things, and play just our normal defense, that definitely helps. And, you know, we had her 8 of 29, I think, so, you know, she's obviously too good of a player to hold her to nothing, but hold her to 8 of 29. You know, she didn't get to the free throw line very much, so a lot of really, really good things. And, you know, first half we didn't do a great job of our help side, and then in the second half we were really making those shots tough with some help.
From your perspective late in the season here, how is this team playing to where you wanted them to be?
We're close. We're really, really close. Like I say, it's it's not excuses. It's just the reality of we've been battling this sickness. And, you know, we had essentially a week off from last Friday, and we had big plans to get a lot of practice in and put in some stuff and kind of find our groove. That was derailed a little bit with some illness. And so we just got to get past that. But like I say, we're really, really close. The good news is we keep finding ways to win when we're not at our absolute best. So it's just gutsy, gritty, find ways type of team right now. And you know what? At the end of the day, defense travels as well. Hold a good team like Shen to 36. It's hard to complain.
Well, we talked a lot about the defensive side. We should probably give some props to Charlotte Hackford offensively. She kind of found her rhythm. I think she went 3 for 3 to start the game from behind the arc. Had a little bit of a heat check, but still didn't let off the trigger. Still let it go when they gave her the open look.
Yeah, she's that difference maker for us. I think she's shooting 45% on the year, and it started off that way, right? And there's a couple times where I'm like, Charles, buddy, we gotta pull that trigger. You haven't missed yet. So, but what's awesome is she's playing confident, you know, and with her and Kaylee and Addie and Wally and Kinsey coming off the bench and, you know, Morgan, it's kind of one of those things where each night it's like, where's it going to come from? And tonight was Shars, and down at LC it was Shars. So it's fun to see, you know, this kid's confidence grow and play confident basketball. It's fun.
Coach, I appreciate your time. Congratulations on the win, and best of luck as the playoffs get started here around
appreciate
the corner.
Appreciate it. Thank you for the coverage.
That's
Thank
Justin
you.
Yetmar, head coach for the Kemper girls, as they won tonight 44-36 over the Phillies of Shenandoah. Here's a quick look at the halftime stats on the boys' side of things. Ryan Clare, unofficially 18 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 steals. Griffin Glenn had 9 points. Dylan Schoen had 4, Jack Bating 3, Teddy Perkins 2. Then you've got on the Mustang side of things, Carter Sells had 10, Joe O'Rourke had 5, Burdorf had 4, and Buttry had 4 also for the Mustangs. We're going to step away for 1 minute. We'll come back with more of your halftime show here on Mackey Motors Halftime Show.